For 16 days this month, the Brevard Wildlife Quarter has hosted a moving festival exploring the great outdoors in our county. Patterned after last year's Florida Wildlife Quarter, Brevard is the first county to offer this unique, diverse experience with outdoor experts and adventure guides. The goal? Get people outdoors to experience and appreciate Florida's Space Coast. On a sunny Friday morning, a group of six met at Canova Beach Park for a 20-mile fat tire bike ride. Mike Slotin is the event leader and tells us about these special bikes.
Well, these bikes are 907 bikes, and they're from Alaska. And these bikes have been tested racing after the Iditarod dog race, and it works pretty good on the sand. But for the most part, it's a great workout, and there's really no finer trail than riding along the shoreline in Brevard County.
Vince Lamb is an organizer with the Brevard Wildlife Corridor, and he tells us about the mission of this event.
This has been 16 days of outdoor activities for the most part, some indoor presentations on environmental topics. The big purpose here is to get people out in nature and having a good time and understanding conservation land and the wildlife corridors that our wildlife use to travel live through the county.
I ask him how the beach ride relates to the Brevard Wildlife Corridor.
The beach is actually a wildlife corridor, but it's certainly an important interaction with nature and people. One of the things that I've gotten enthusiastic about is some combining fitness with nature, doing things outdoors that are building human fitness while you're also learning about nature and having some pleasant experiences. This is the most significant nesting beach in the Western Hemisphere for the loggerhead sea turtles. We're in the Archie Carr National Wildlife Refuge. It's also the most significant nesting beach for green sea turtles in Florida. It's a pretty special place. So we're out here doing something that's really contributing to our fitness and sharing this beach with the sea turtles.
I know Brevard County's had a lot of issue with erosion. Can you tell us a little bit about what environmental impact that has?
Well, as you can see, there are a lot of houses here that are located very close to the beach. They are trying to get money to re-nourish the beach, which means bringing sand in, restore the beach so these houses are more protected. The other alternative is what's called armoring, where they will build seawalls to protect the houses. That doesn't work very well because if I build a seawall and you're my neighbor, your property is going to erode. While in the perfect world, maybe we wouldn't do anything, re-nourishment is much better than armoring, so we'd like to see that.
How does the re-nourishment affect the sea turtles laying their eggs or any of the other natural habitat?
The University of Central Florida Marine Research Team down here has done some work on that, and the belief is that the re-nourishment actually does hurt the turtle nesting for a few years, and then it's not a problem. Now, part of that is that they're using the same sand, the sand from offshore, so they're matching the sand. It's a different story when they go get the sand and it doesn't match as well, and that's more disruptive. But re-nourishing with the sand right off the beach here is not a major problem to the turtles, as I understand it.
A strong headwind that day caused a slight change of plans. After the ride, I talked with Mike Slotin about the ride.
We thought of the idea of going from Jetty Park to Sebastian, coast to coast, in Brevard County, which would have been ideal, but we just don't believe in beating ourselves up. So when the winds turned against us today, we just turned around.
Lyle Zodi and Patricia Turney rode with us that morning, and they had participated in other Brevard Wildlife Corridor events. I asked them about their experience.
So what do you think? Was it fun?
Oh, yeah, I had a good time. I struggled a little bit on the kayak trip, but only when it was windy like this. Experience I would do again.
What was your most memorable experience?
I think paddling into the campsite on the first day. It was really windy and it was tough.
So how many of these events did you go on?
Oh, gosh. Probably too many to count. I'm not sure. As many as I possibly can.
Did you have fun?
Oh, it's been wonderful. I mean, I love being outside, and being able to really enjoy the beauty of Brevard County has been really special.
And did you meet some people of a like mind?
Yes, I think the St. John's River paddle was really the best, where we had such good chemistry between the participants, and we counted on each other because we were camping and paddling for multiple days, so it was really cool.
The Brevard Wildlife Corridor event concluded on April 21st, and Vince was positive about the outcome.
Brevard Wildlife Corridor, fashioned after the Florida Wildlife Corridor. Are you going to do it again?
We're going to have a meeting in about a month, and we've got a wrap-up meeting already scheduled, and we're going to decide then what worked, what could be improved upon, how we feel about it, and whether we want to do it again or not.
Did you have a lot of participants?
We had something in close to 500, I call it participant events.
You say it was a success?
Yes, yes. And we had some wonderful experiences of getting some people that don't normally get out in nature or don't normally come to these type of events, came and had a good time.
To see pictures and find out more about the Brevard Wildlife Corridor, go to our website, WFIT.org. For WFIT, I'm Terry Wright.